We interrupt this program.
Previously, critics had railed against the duo as crude, dumb, ugly, thoughtless, sexist, self-destructive, and foolish.
They are not part of the legitimate business world.
What they do is they celebrate underachievement.
In all candor, I would tell you it's outrageous filth. And if I could find some way constitutionally to do away with it, I would.
How to use any of these things.
Hello?
What is it?
Hello? I look at you, right?
Hello?
I don't know.
I guess.
I'm just running in the studio because I was catching up with Gomez. I haven't seen Gomez in a couple weeks. He and I are cutting up.
All right.
We forget to hook our things up. I got pants on for the first time in 2 weeks.
This
like,
is...
what is... You've got sleeves on for the first time in 2 weeks?
I don't know what to do right now. I don't have to do it with my hands.
I don't either. I had to go to bed last night. I haven't had to go to bed in weeks.
It was gross. Even Elsa was like, wait, what?
What are we doing?
Even she looked at the fake watch on her wrist.
Right now? We're going to bed?
Right now? We still usually go out like two more times.
Yeah, dude, I know.
All right.
You and I have no chill on vacation. We just lose all perspective on the job we have to go back to.
Yeah.
Like, we'll eventually have to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning again. Yeah. And we just throw caution to the wind.
And there'd be times when I would get up at, like, 5.
Yeah.
Just to take the dog out.
Yeah.
And be like, I'm going to make a bed for a minute more.
Yeah, of course. My body had that, you know, initial wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning thing.
Couple days on the west coast,
so my body didn't know what was going on.
Had no idea, yeah. That probably helped and did not help. Who knows?
Man.
Right? Yeah. You get
good question. Donkey, how many showers did you take over 2 weeks?
It was a different type of vacation, so it was a good amount.
Okay.
It was a good amount. It was a normal average amount, just because I wasn't like...
Wasn't primarily lake rivers and water parks?
Yeah, it wasn't Verona Beach camping.
Yeah. Gotcha. Thank you, Betty, for the renewed Twitch sub. Appreciate that.
But we'll talk about it. But that first or full day at Enchanted Forest, it absolutely started with a water ride and not a shower.
Good.
Because I was setting up the whole thing. And then I went back to the room, showered, brushed teeth, all that.
Yeah, I got up this morning and saw that you posted all those. I haven't seen your photos yet. You made a little photo gallery.
I did it real quick because I didn't.
You had a lot of fun. You went out and about. You were eating good meals.
Right. Yeah, but I just kind of went. No social media for a couple weeks
there.
It was just nice to not, like, be on Facebook and Instagram. And I was here and there sporadically just to check in.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, figured to put up a little, little things there, what I did on my summer vacation.
You did go up to Enchanted Forest for what? That was 2 nights you were at that hotel?
Yep, I had a sick deal where, you know, it forgot what the little, I'll read the slogan later that they had on the board for an actual moose gave a review. So, I mean, the hotel had to be good.
Got to be good, yeah.
I mean, come on.
So, you go up there, you had, what, 2 or 3 days at the water park if you did 2 nights at the hotel?
I could have had 3, but Thursday, there were some storms rolling in.
Okay.
So, I just did some other random things here there.
Nice.
Got some donuts.
Yeah, you're eating some good food, bud.
Oh, yeah, I went. A little hard.
Yeah.
Just those couple days, though. Just those couple days. But
Thank you, sister, for that 78-month sub.
Wow. It was a good eating. I bet we both had good eating vacations.
We ate a lot of good food. I am going to need to start selling some hemoglobin, though, because like I was complaining to Cody, can't afford to feed these damn teenagers anymore. So
those are the things I don't think of.
So they got to get to work.
When you're going... on vacation, just random, like when I was hungry and just went to a random ice cream stand and was like, yeah, ice cream, but also, can I get a burger with that?
Yeah,
just a random, you know, like old school little paper plate.
Because when you're at home and the teenagers are complaining that there's no food or whatever, you can just say, go to the fridge. Like, they'll eat a meal.
Yep.
They'll eat a whole ass meal.
Yeah.
And then an hour later, bro, hungry.
Yeah. Yeah,
and when you're home, you can just literally tell them to shut up and go to the fridge.
Yep.
When you're 1,000 miles from home in a hotel, you're like, I don't know, guys, go eat some ice or something. I don't know what to tell you.
That's why I do the clutch move. You stop along the way at a, and you don't have the probably the luxury of this, just stopping at like a Dollar General.
Mm-hmm.
Got myself a bunch of snacks from the hotel and just loaded them up.
We did start doing that. Doing I told stuff. You. The last night of the trip, I was like, we're going to Whole Foods. I'm not getting a meal.
Just grabbing.
You just eat something, for Christ's sake. Get me home. I can't afford to feed you two anymore. Yep. Oh, I'm hungry.
I was eating Adirondack cheese like I was a rat.
Oh, nice, bud. So we'll get into all that, all our shenanigans. How are you guys doing?
Hello?
How was your time off? What?
The show, just like the Adirondack Lodge, according to Marty Moose.
Ooh.
This place is fun forgettable. So,
fun forgettable. I get it. Marty the Moose said that.
So
we are fun forgettable. We're pretty fun forgettable. Happy August 17th, 2026 year of our Lord.
That's crazy.
And when I left, I was 44, and now I'm 45.
That's a more even or rounder number. I know it's an even number, but you know what I mean? Like 45. Boom.
And you know what's weird like about 45? 45 feels younger than 44. Does that make sense?
Yes, that's how I felt with certain ages towards the end of the 30s.
It does, right?
Yes.
I thought I'd be more bummed about it, but I saw the number 45 and I looked at it and I go, oh.
That's not bad.
Like I can, in my mind, I say the phrase, he's only 45, or like the headline, dead at 45. Like, then I start to cycle. I don't need to do that.
Dead.
He was only 45. No, I like, 45 feels young.
And not now, I can't remember, but there were certain ones where I was like 39. I was like, that's fine, but like 38 or 37.
Yeah, right?
I was like, ugh. Because the 35, I do remember that. 35 that wasn't bad, but 36.
Bummed you out.
I was like, oh, 36 feels older.
Yeah, I'm not bummed out by being 45.
They're all fine. We're all spry young pups.
Yeah, every day is a blessing. You know what I'm saying? Am I officially a grown-up now? Am I an adult?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Every day is a winding road.
Every day is a winding road. I don't have video of this yet. I'll try to find it. But it's a world record that I gotta see.
Ooh.
Where a Kentucky man has claimed the Guinness World Record for assembling a Mr. Potato Head the fastest.
Well, that's a subject to whatever you like as a Mr. Potato Head. Who's making the call on what's the proper Potato Head protocol?
Like, you saying what are the definitive Potato Head accessories?
What if I like his eyes as his ears?
Don't you love the fact that you go back to our grandparents' era and it was a literal potato? Did you know that?
You'd buy
the parts and you'd put it into a potato.
I was trying to think of what you use as, like, once you lose them, you just got a potato, and you're like, well, we lost the eyes. It's dinner now.
Yeah, that's what I would imagine at some point back then they're like, we'll stop wasting food.
Yeah.
We need them potatoes.
Or it starts growing whatever because you're jabbing holes in it.
Yeah,
whatever.
Those little, like, green nubbins start to come out.
Yep.
7.92 seconds is the new world record. 1 Mississippi, 2 Mississippi, 3 Mississippi, 4 Mississippi, 5 Mississippi, 6 Mississippi, 7 Mississippi, 8 Mississippi. Dude, that's long.
That felt
really long.
I just pretended to do it. I feel like I put
I did like
on,
two or three.
Like do
1 Mississippi, eyes, 2 Mississippi, 3
one
Mississippi,
ear,
4
other
Mississippi,
ear,
5 feet, Mississippi,
nose,
6 Mississippi,
hat,
7 Mississippi.
What
eight
am I missing? Oh, sorry. Mustache, I think, right?
Like, all right.
We get us to Mr. Potato Head. Get it in here.
He decided to attempt it with a meaningful purpose. His challenge was designed to raise awareness for Usher syndrome. Yeah, yeah. That's not funny. I shouldn't be making fun of a syndrome. A genetic disorder. I shouldn't be making fun of a syndrome.
I know.
A genetic disorder using progressive.
That's what we were all thinking.
Causing progressive hearing and loss and blindness. Like, you don't need to do a thing to raise awareness for things. You can just do a thing.
No, I always laugh at that one up when businesses are like, we're willing to donate $20,000 to cancer research. We're calling it the You Match Us program. Whatever you do, we match. What? Why do we got to give money? Because you're going to do it. Why don't you just give the $20,000 to cancer? You obviously have it because it's in the budget. You do it. You know, we'll donate as we see fit.
Yeah.
But set an, a good example.
Would you like to donate to the Taco Bell, what do they call it? Like the just scholarship, Taco Bell Scholarship Foundation?
You have more money than me.
You got plenty. How much are you putting in?
Why don't you put
Don't match me. Maybe let me know what you put in, and I'll be like, wow, Taco Bell's donating that much? Let's see how much I can give.
That's pretty cool. Well, congratulations to this guy.
But yeah, also, yeah, are they all stored in the butt as per...
That's why I gotta find the video.
Yeah, we gotta see what's the proper protocol again with the potato head. And I said, get us a Mr. Potato Head. Can you?
We have one.
Oh, okay.
My wife, I think, has them in her classroom because it's good for the kids, like tactile stuff.
Oh, okay. All right. So I was going to say, I could see that being one of those where you're like, nope, Mr. Potato Head stopped being made in 2015.
Because of course, there's always someone faster.
Oh.
The first thing I see when I Google Mr. Potato Head world record, somebody has a video of them doing it in 4.75 seconds.
See, now ready, try that.
Ready?
Am I taking...
Taking it out of the butt. Ready?
Yep.
One Mississippi.
Ice.
Two Mississippi.
Mustache.
Three Mississippi.
Nose. Mouth.
Four Mississippi.
Ears.
Five Mississippi.
Ears.
Yeah. That's harder.
Yeah,
that's more impressive to me.
I needed feet and hat.
I'll watch that in the commercials then because that's...
Wow.
I don't know if someone's going to curse while they're assembling Mississippi. Look how effing good I am at this, bro!
Damn it!
To design the Lexus ES, all we had to do was listen. Your ears said exactly where to put the speakers. Your eyes told us where to put the available head-up display.
Hey, Lexus, find me an alternate route.
Even your right foot helped out. It let us know you'd enjoy a little more torque. Turns out, you had a lot to tell us. We certainly heard you. The Lexus ES, not just for you, by you. See Burdick Lexus in Cicero.
We are back. We are live. We are real human boys. This is
real human boys.
This is not AI. This is actual human voices happening right now.
Although, I bet people were frustrated a little bit with the picture you put up last night because you almost couldn't tell.
Of us, Bert and Ernie?
Really can't tell.
I'm telling you, Facebook didn't mark that stuff as AI. You'd never be able to tell.
No, you would not.
90% of our audience think we live together anyway, so would you be shocked that we had our own little individual Bert and Ernie beds and we...
No. No, I would not. I like them... I like the little letters above the bed, too.
Snuggle in.
Yeah, hold hands a little before bed.
Mm-hmm. So we are here. Happy. Griff was actually AI all last week. Yeah, we...
Yes.
We just have programmed his voice into a system, and when he fills in for us. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Good morning, everybody. What is Rover saying? Symbols like your upside-down pineapple? What's he talking about?
Oh, no, I don't remember. We were talking about something before we came back.
Because don't you know that we get to Seattle... My wife does a great job planning all these trips.
Mm.
And we checked into the Pineapple Hotel in Seattle. There's a whole brand of Seattle called Pineapple.
Did they lean into that at all in any way? Where you're like,
you can
get a delicious pineapple beverage or...
I didn't know because I was like...
Themes.
My kids automatically were like, is this a swinger hotel? And I go, well, I got to take my pants off and show my tattoo off, I guess.
I bet at times... I bet swingers would book that.
Because I guess there was one in Seattle, there's another one maybe in Chicago or whatever, and I'm like, do they know? Or did they make the hotel chain because they wanted swingers? In which case, I'm not comfortable here.
I'm naive to this stuff. I know they're growing like Hawaii. Do pineapples grow on the West Coast out there?
I don't think so.
No? Because it has to be real hot?
I think
I'm very dumb to that.
I think either they named...
I like it. Stay pineapple. I like
you
that,
see
the,
it?
That the A is a pineapple.
And they're a dog-friendly hotel.
Oh, nice.
So, like, they were leaning into dogs and stuff. What do you see on there?
Just looking at the hotels. I'll
tell you what every hotel I stayed at had, though, and I almost sent you pictures every time.
Ooh.
Big old jugs of cucumber water.
Oh, see,
every lobby.
That's it, man. That's the move.
Every lobby. Mm. In San Francisco, the hotel had a cucumber one and a lemon one.
The one in Dallas had, like, three multiple, and I would just go down...
Mm-hmm.
And just fill up with all of them.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. Yeah, the San Francisco one's fancy.
It was fancy.
It looks like Ghostbuster stuff where it's on the corner like that.
It was very cool, but I didn't know if they were leaning into the pineapple.
It doesn't seem... Oh,
I didn't get that vibe. Oh, no, what?
Well, I mean, yes and no.
I didn't get that lobby vibe. When I was in the lobby, it didn't seem like a lot of people were doing sex to each other.
No. Just not that. No, not... I mean, not the... Well, it wasn't towards the... The swingers, just the pineapple part, because this just makes sense.
What?
To be like a member.
Uh-huh.
You're part of
the core. And then they've got a little... So it's that cute. One, but no, it doesn't look like there's anything. I haven't seen one upside down pineapple yet.
All right, good.
Or even one that's like spinning, you know what I mean?
And they did a move. Some hotels do this, and has anybody ever done this? Where like, when you're leaving, they're like, did you like the towels? You can buy those towels.
Hmm.
Did you like the things in the room? You can buy those things. A lot of hotels do that.
Oh.
And then there was an ad for the bedding, and they're like, did you like the bedding? You can buy it. Guess how much the bedding cost if you wanted to check out and say, you know what? Give me the bedding, too.
I've not recently, but within the last year, looked up like expensive like sheets and stuff like that. So I'm going to guess
$200. $2,200.
Damn it.
$2,200.
I was going to say $1,000. It was shocking. Way closer. It's wild. They were like, I can't imagine at a hotel the level they have.
Because in every room, they had a little stuffed dog, and they're like, do you want to buy our mascot dog? No, thank you. Yeah. And they're like, do you want to buy the blah, blah, blah? No, no. And then on the list was, did you like the bedding? $2,200. I go, who's making that purchase?
It's somebody that, because no matter what I was thinking, and the bedding was fine where I stayed, but it was the stuff from like the 90s.
Yeah.
But it's still the best sleep you ever had.
It really
had.
Is. I don't know how they do it.
There's just something about hotels in general. So it's probably somebody that saw that and was like, I couldn't get out of bed this morning.
Yeah. And
I'm making that purchase.
And it's he's from
England.
He's so. From, yeah. But it was like... Nothing. I have never been like, you know what? I got to spend I have to spend twice my mortgage on a set of sheets
and
a duvet cover.
And then you're now, and now you're,
right?
Just walking around San Francisco. All right, guys, I'll catch up with you. I got to refold my fitted sheet.
Or how am I getting that like through TSA?
I bought the hotel's comfort.
Yeah, like that's like the second part of it. You buy it, you spent that much money on the hotel's bedding.
No,
now I've got to fly back to New York.
It's my carry-on. I brought it so I'm comfy.
I would imagine it's going to come on one of those big things you see at Kohl's, which is like the big plastic thing. You know, now I got to carry this big plastic thing.
I'm going to put it on my lap.
Can I just check my bedding that I bought at the...
bad bedding. I would just lie and be like, we got on a game show and I won this.
I'd have to, because I'd be too embarrassed to be like, I bought the hotel bedding.
Yeah.
Why?
Oh, you wanted a game?
You didn't have bedding at home?
You wanted a game show? That's weird. It's got pineapples all over
it. No, I definitely didn't buy this.
Stay pineapple all over it.
I definitely didn't buy this. Jimmy says he sleeps bad in hotels. I don't know what it is.
Ugh.
Sheets are crispier. Air is way colder than you can get in your house.
Oh, man.
How cold did you make your hotel?
I can't even, like, there were a couple times where I walked in and was like, oh, my God, like, bro, especially once in the middle of the night, the first night,
because
I just left the AC on. As soon as I got there, it was already on. So the whole time I was gone, it was blasting. All night it was blasting. Came back, it was blasting. And then I woke up at, like, 3 a.m. to go to the bathroom and came out of the bathroom was like, oh, I might catch pneumonia.
Yeah.
I might catch pneumonia.
Two of the hotels we stayed at had governors on their thermostat. You couldn't go lower than 68.
Oh.
But some of them you could go down to like 64. We got
hell yeah. That would be a deal breaker for me.
What?
I'd have to go downstairs and be like, I can't.
I can't. You gotta make this room colder.
Yeah, I can't. I have to have a room with that good air conditioning.
And many of you in chat are saying a very important point. I find it hard to believe Josh can sleep in hotels. Someone else has slept in that bed. Let me tell you, I do have to do a large amount of mental gymnastics to sleep in a hotel. Hotel rooms are, when I think about it, the most disgusting place I've ever been. If I think about it too much, I know that bare butts have touched everything in this room.
Yeah.
Male ejaculate has been on everything in this room.
Yep.
And if I think about it, I couldn't sleep there.
No,
so
I have to do this
trick where I just can somehow mentally block it out because hotel rooms are disgusting to me if I think about it.
Yep. No, luckily if anything even seemed gross to me, I feel like I would say something.
Yeah.
If I found anything gross or whatever.
And we found those underpants in that hotel room. Me and Polly did. Thank you, Michael.
That one's a little rough.
I found plenty of gross stuff in hotels.
Maybe a little discount.
I just have to, I have to remove myself mentally. Honestly, I'm pretty impressed by myself. My ability to overcome my OCD when staying in hotel rooms.
It is rough.
Is I just say, nobody's ever slept in here. I'm the first person to sleep on this mattress or these pillows.
I wanted to do, and I didn't just because of the amount of moving you'd have to do. I wanted to do double bed because I had two double beds or just like two big ones. So yeah. I was like, let me put this mattress on top of this other mattress here. Let me do double mattress.
Did you jump between the two beds? Treat yourself to a little hopscotch?
No, I luckily had, oh, now it is raining. Yeah. I had the second one as backup bed. So like the second
you slept
night,
through
I,
that first
I was
bed?
Like, nice. These four pillows are coming over here the nice. Second night.
Yeah. Yeah, it's one of my biggest mental feats is able to stay in hotel rooms. That's why I can only do it once a year. Like I have to build myself up to it. It takes a lot.
Yep.
Takes a lot. Lottie, you're across the street. Hi, we're waving to you. Hello. Lottie's across the street.
Put your butt up on the window.
Hey, there he is.
Put your butt on the window.
Good morning. This is K-Rock Angie saying, did you see Hayden Panettiere died? I don't know anything about that. I just saw that this morning.
Yeah, that's wild.
I don't know if it was, I'm not going to speculate. I don't know what it was. She was 36.
Yeah.
I guess I don't know much about her. She was in Scream, right? I knew the name.
Oh, was she in some of those newer ones?
Yeah. Uh-oh. She just wasn't somebody on my radar.
I know her from when she did the younger stuff.
She like was an she was ice princess, too, I think. Wasn't she like her and Michelle Trachtenberg, who also passed away?
See, I don't know any of her older stuff, but yeah, that's like, was it like a car accident?
Oh, Heroes she was on. Bring It On she was on. Very sad. Very sad. Way too young. It's too young.
Yes. Yeah.
So whatever.
Crazy though.
Obviously thoughts are with her and her family and everybody. She was way too 36 is unbelievably too young. Instacart has released the data on the most popular services, most popular sodas it is delivering on its service throughout the country.
Okay.
So what were your beverages over break? Did you drink anything special? I'm a hydro homie. I always have
that. I'm trying to think of did I get any fancy beers? No, because when I was just hanging at one place, I just got myself a Bud, because that's what I like, a nice cold Bud, because it was warm.
That would be nice,
and
yeah.
And no slapping. I mean, I got a Marg.
Oh, nice.
A nice fancy Marg, but other than that, no.
Only time I'll generally drink a soda nowadays is if I'm at, like, a restaurant, and they got, like, a Sprite. I like a Sprite with the meal.
If I'm not getting, like, something like, you know, a fancy beverage or whatever, I always usually just ask her, what do you have that's not soda? And then, like, iced tea, lemonade, water. Like, lemonade it is.
Can I tell you what the one thing, bro, the one thing about staying at hotels is, you know what's in that lobby bright and early in the morning? The coldest apple juice you've ever had in a hotel, dude.
Oh, yeah.
I would just go down and get a cold apple juice.
Well, not apple. Apple juice just for anybody?
Anybody? Oh, a continental breakfast.
Well, how do you?
It was. Do? That always slapped in the morning. Just the thinnest plastic cup you've ever held.
Yep.
With the coldest.
Yep.
The coldest apple juice.
Yep. Like, oh, you're not thirsty or hungry, but yep. It's just so good.
You're so good. And then you become like a hotel. I was becoming like a continental breakfast chef, so I would take like the bagel and I would toast the bagel.
Of ideas.
But then I'm like, I'm gonna throw some sausage and egg on it.
Because if you don't want it after a bite, you're just throwing the garbage.
Yeah, it's crap. I don't want anything of that.
I did that. They had because it was Texas, so they had a waffle maker. You can make Texas shaped waffles.
Yeah,
and I made one every morning when we were there. I never had. I think I ate like one bite and was like,
it's absolutely wasteful, but I enjoy it.
It was terrible.
So, what are the top sodas in the country? Instacart released its most popular sodas.
That's what I wanted to see.
Or pops, as some of you may call them.
I have a guess.
It's not Coke or Pepsi, I'll tell you that much.
I was going to say, whatever McDonald's serves, what is it Coke?
Nope, not Coke or Pepsi. This
really?
Was a delivery, so maybe they're doing a lot of bottles. Which, by the way, sidebar, did you see Wegmans is bringing back their W brand sodas?
Oh, they got rid of them?
I didn't know they got rid of them, but they're bringing back like the W Pop and the W
you know,
Do and all that.
Now that you're saying all this, I do remember them getting rid of like the W.
And I do like
those. Like the Dr. W or whatever.
You know what's another funny thing about the West Coast? They're not always doing Coke or Pepsi. They do RC Cola as their standard out there.
RC Cola?
I love just a random RC Cola, Royal Crown, I think it is, or whatever.
Interesting.
I'm like, I'll take an RC, sure.
So they would have like Mountain
drop or something like yellow.
Yeah, good question.
Mountain,
I never
or, you
knew.
You know what I mean? Like they would have their brand.
Because my question was always, do you have Coke or Pepsi? Because then that answers my question. If you have Pepsi, I want a Pepsi. Yeah. If you have Coke, I want a Sprite.
Okay.
And generally, I go, well, do you guys have Coke or Pepsi? And they'd be like, we actually have RC Cola here. I'd be like, you give me a generic RC Cola. Don't mind if I do.
That is pretty interesting.
Is Mellow Yellow their version of the do, maybe? Anyways.
Hmm.
Top soda in the country, Cody, is...
Ginger ale?
Oh, good one. Up here it is.
Okay.
Popular states, Maine, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, New York.
If it's not Coke or Pepsi, I can't think of...
what. But the rest of the country loves Dr. Pepper.
Really?
Dr. Pepper. What is that, 32 flavors or whatever they got in there?
I don't know. They got all sorts of spices.
Number one, Dr. Pepper all over the Southwest, the Midwest, all of that.
Really?
In the state of New York.
This is probably diet ginger ale.
No, not even that. Very specifically, Schweppes ginger ale is the most delivered soda.
No.
No?
Don't get Schweppes. You know how you know which one to get?
Because Verner's?
Because Schweppes is...
Oh, it sounds like that word.
And it is. It's you got to get Canada Dry or one of the other, like, Adirondack one or whatever.
Oh, the Adirondack soda.
That's it. The ones in random rural towns that aren't name brand ginger ales at a gas station are the ones that are the best.
Mm-hmm.
Just any.
Mm-hmm.
All of them. Old timey ginger ale. Yep, best.
Ginger ale is like a soda I like once a year. And Katie and Nebrek and everybody in chat are right. That's something that people are having delivered because they're sick or they got a tummy ache. No, but I think people generally like ginger ale around here.
Honestly, it's one of my favorites. I don't like soda.
Mm-hmm.
So, but one that I will actually buy is the cranberry ginger ale.
Oh, well,
I actually
gonna,
do like
if you're
that.
Gonna start talking flavors, yeah, cranberry ginger ale's dope.
So, but other than people, that, it's for when your tummy.
I see
have cans of emergency.
Drinking Verner's like that's a thing around here.
Yeah.
People love Verner's.
Yep. That's
especially
a good
Mohawk
one.
Valley area. They love Verner's.
That's what I mean. If you're in outside towns or there's smaller towns and your gas station has a not name brand ginger ale, mm-hmm. that's a good ginger ale.
Get a Verner's.
Whatever one it is.
Obviously, you're all guessing what Appalachia likes. You know what they like, bud.
They do the do.
Let me get some Mountain Dew in there. Come on now. Come on now.
They do the do.
Let me do some do down here. Kentucky, South Carolina.
They do the do.
They're all
do
doing the do.
We do the do.
Who's drinking Diet Mountain Dew? Mountain Dew already tastes like battery acid, and then you're going to put Splenda in it or whatever?
As I say, because what... Yeah, what's... At that point, what's the
what
point?
What are we doing here?
Are you trying... Well, I mean, are you getting just like a six-pack because you're weaning yourself off it?
Like, I ain't here to judge anybody's health, because clearly I make a lot of bad decisions. But when I see people like Paulie drinking like 10 Diet Cokes a day, I'm like, what are we doing?
There's nothing going on. Yeah, that's at least not Jim or Jesus.
That, like, what are we doing here? You're drinking how many of these, like, just big old Diet Cokes? And yeah. I get it, your fridge cigs, or whatever you like. The crispy Diet Coke.
Yeah, I just, some of them I can't tell. Mountain Dew, I bet I could tell.
Oh, the diet one? I can always tell. I hate diet sodas.
I'm very weird.
My wife likes Diet Pepsi. That's her favorite soda.
All right. No, I'm very weird. A lot, I can't tell. I don't think I drink enough soda. So when I have, like, especially with the commercials for Diet Dr. Pepper,
right.
I can't tell the difference.
See, that's where I shine, is because I drank so much soda from, like, the age of 10 to 30.
Yeah.
I can tell you, we've told this before.
Someday we'll do it.
Put any soda in front of me, I can tell you exactly what brand soda that is.
One of them will be hot sauce.
Ooh, no thank you.
That's the gag. You put hot sauce and you go...
But like we've talked about before, addicts eventually find Diet Coke. Like yes. Addicts...
Oh, Frank Diet Coke.
Frank loved Diet Coke.
Oh, God, Diet Coke.
Paulie quit drinking, he went right to Diet Coke. Every addict I know, for some reason, it goes from one substance to Diet Coke.
Yeah.
Sister says, Katie got me into Diet Wild Cherry Pepsi.
See, some of them flavored ones, they'll slap for a little bit. You're like, that's a pretty good soda. But yeah, now, because I had to get it for making dirty sodas, I didn't realize how expensive soda was. I expected to go old school, walk in, and have some crazy deals like 3 for $5 or whatever. And nope.
Pricey, dude. Used to be. I always like birthday party soda, and by that I mean the 3-liter bottle of Adirondack that or whatever generic soda you find.
Yep.
Cola.
Yep. Because it was right next to that big
orange
box of chips. Yep.
And then once a year, I'm going to get me a cold IBC cream soda, sip on that like a beer, and talk about the day's work.
I bought, was it cream soda or root beer to put in a pulled pork I made over vacation? And I specifically got it because I was like, and then I'm going to pour myself on like a nice glass and have my like one thing of root beer or whatever a year. And then I'm pouring and then I poured it all in and went.
Now it's gone.
Now it's all gone.
How was the pork?
Now it's got pork on it. It was really good.
Good. That's a man that works out.
But nope, no.
What's your go-to
root
soda?
Beer for me.
Yes, we are back live. This is a live show. It's a Monday. It is August 17th.
Hold on, we are?
Yeah.
Hold on.
Yeah, we're here live. I got pants on for the first time in 2 weeks. You got sleeves on.
I brought a tank top just in case.
Neil says he misses us. Nothing would stop you from wearing a tank top in this.
Well, just I knew that in here it gets a little chilly in the morning.
It does get a little crisp. It does get a little crisp.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Although this morning, it's I don't know about now, but I did not need the light jacket.
No, it was like a weird muggy. I tried to open the windows last night, and it was like damp.
Yeah.
The dew point, if you will, was very high.
The dew point.
That's what, who's the news guy? Jim Teske?
Teske. Dew point.
Said the dew point was going to be high, and I didn't know what that meant until I had it on. Until I got up this morning. I was like, oh, that dew point, a little dew pointy, isn't it?
I expected it to be very foggy, but it was not.
Did you see these two airplanes with the exact same call sign ended up on the same frequency and headed straight for each other?
No.
I don't even know how this happens. It happened like...
Is that why you're not supposed to be on your cell phone? Someone got on their cell phone.
Oh. No, and we flew American Airlines back and forth, so thank God this happened, like, you know, after our trip.
Yeah,
otherwise,
right?
I would have been obsessed. But it was two... They all had the same, like, call sign, I guess, where it's like AA, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah. How?
I don't know how two planes have the same call sign, but they do. They were headed towards the same airport. One was leaving Phoenix. One was coming into Phoenix.
Yeah, somebody screwed up something.
I didn't know
get
that you
fired
could.
For that.
2482, if you're up, radar contact, maintain 9000.
Probably checked in, but yeah, maintain 9000, American 2482.
I think someone just took that for us, but American 2482, we are 6,000 climbing 9,000.
If you're on the arrival on Eagle, you know what? Somebody else has your American 2482 on the arrival. I need you to maintain 10,000.
He's basically telling one plane to stay where you are.
Yeah.
You're going to cross paths, but at different, obviously, elevations.
Times probably got messed up, and I'm sure that they get this. They probably use the same numbers and whatever for certain ones, but... Probably not in the same time, so
one of the
like
guys, I don't know if it's in this clip, but when I was watching it on the news, one of them, like, the guy was like, I've been doing air traffic control for 25 years. I've never seen that happen.
Is your company, same call sign out of 1,800 descending to 10,000? I've been working air traffic for 25 years.
Yeah.
I've never seen two aircraft pretty much merge with the same call sign. That's pretty incredible. Disastrous, but I'm glad it all worked out.
Could have been
disastrous.
Yeah,
the guy's like, yeah, I'm up here. I'm not as excited about it as you are.
Not thrilled about it. I had, knock on wood, I had very limited flying issues.
Yeah.
Way out, everything went great. We flew into San Francisco. We flew home from Seattle. Fly out was great. We did red eyes both times.
Nice.
And it makes my wife angry, but my youngest and I can sleep anywhere. So he and I would just slept all the way out and all the way home.
You're just getting a nice little sleep. You wake up. Ah.
I almost didn't sleep on the way home because I was next to the strangest guy I've ever ridden next to.
I'll never understand that with airplanes. You're just...
He was like...
You could have been next to all your family, but no.
He's just some random... I don't even know if he was flying by himself, but here's what he did. He was an older gentleman.
Mm-hmm.
He had clearly packed his own snacks.
Oh, no.
So it's my youngest and I always sit together, and my wife and my oldest sit together. So it's my youngest in the window seat, me in the middle, and then this guy, who's an older guy. Now, we were in the emergency exit or whatever, so we couldn't recline, and that pissed him off immediately.
Yeah.
So I think that set his mood.
Okay.
So then we're just like sitting there, and I had every intention of passing out. I'm like, I want to sleep. I can time travel.
All he had to do was be like, no, I'm not comfortable being here and helping people. And then
he
did,
and the guy's like, the plane's fully sold. I can't move you anywhere. I would have loved for him to move. So
I don't think I've ever heard that before. he starts doing this thing where he has a book, and he would read a page of his book, and then he'd close the book and have a little snack. Okay. And then he would reopen the book, read the next page of the book, close the book, have a little snack.
No, yeah, no, I've seen this start of this serial killer movie.
I don't know if he was digesting the food and what he had just read.
Yeah, he's taking some time. He's interested in it. He's like, well, I got to hold on now. I have to digest this and my saltines.
So then he turns on, like, this was while we were, like, still on the tarmac.
Mm-hmm.
And he's, like, reading his book, having a little snack. At some point, he has a banana.
Oh, see, he's...
Where'd he get it? But he was...
He's, how you will, blowing it all early.
Yeah, he was really going hard.
You gotta just sit there and raw dog it for as long as possible.
This dude's gonna be weird the whole time. So then, I just nonchalantly, now we're up in the air, and the thing is dark, and I'm like, all right, I think I'm gonna go to sleep.
Yep.
He leans over.
Oh, God.
Clicks on that light.
Because he's reading.
He's doing a page and a snack.
And you can't.
And I'm like,
you can't say anything, but it's like.
And it's the brightest light.
But it's like, bro,
read the room.
Everybody is.
It's, you know, 11 p.m.
Yeah.
We all want to go to sleep. Turns on this light.
Oh.
So my flying hack, I always fly with a hoodie on because, A, I can put the hood over my eyes.
Yep.
In case it gets chilly, I can blast cold air. I've always got a hood on me. So I take my hood and I cover my eyes with it. And I lean back and my kid's next to me and I'm sitting there. I'm like, all right, maybe I can fall asleep like this. And suddenly the light goes off. And I go, oh,
he's dead.
Sweetie, turn the light off.
Huh.
And I fall asleep or whatever. And we get off the plane and I'm recounting this man's story with my wife because she wasn't near us. And I was like, he kept reading a book and then he turned on the light. And I go, but eventually he turned the light off. And my son goes, I turned it off. And I go, what? And he goes, he went up to the bathroom. I turned that light off. He never turned it back on. I go, my man! My man! My son made the decision when this guy went to the bathroom.
Yeah, like,
the light's done.
You don't need to read your book at 11:30.
I guess my kid turned it off. Close and the guy came back and he's like, okay, I'll go to sleep now.
Bedtime. Go to sleep.
My 15-year-old set the law.
Oh, okay.
He goes, no, I turned his light off. We went to the bathroom.
You were reading your damn book.
It was done.
His snack was done. He'd eaten his raisins.
He kept taking his shoes off, which I've been known to do, too, but, like, he had his feet out.
I
don't know what this guy was doing.
No.
My kid said go to bed. Yep. Hey.
Hey.
Go to bed.
Hey, no.
Turn it off.
Look around. See anyone else reading a book at midnight?
We're not.
No, didn't think so.
Yeah, and what even is your book?
Guess what?
Serial killer book.
Guess what? He goes and shoots him at the lakeside at the end because he didn't want to spend time in jail.
There, close the book. Go to bed.
Now you're done.
Go to bed. Turn the light off. Turn the light off. Slept great after that, though. My kid took the law in his own hands, I guess. I loved it.
No, I like that.
Oh, you asked for it. Or maybe you didn't ask for it, but you're going to win them. Somebody is going to win right now. Tickets.
Is it going to be me?
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably.
I'm getting up on a roller coaster. Before I go check out a couple bands,
bro, I've been nostalgic for a Darien Lake trip recently. That used to be my go-to growing up.
I would go Darien Lake. Let's go
every year. Tam Tam and my aunt Donna would load me, cousin Jay, the siblings up in the old station wagon. We'd head out to Darien Lake.
Get our asses on the Viper, bro. What are we doing, dude?
I don't do the Viper upside down.
We're getting on you on a Viper.
You're talking about an upside down coaster? They're happening.
Superman. We're getting you on the Superman.
I ain't going upside down.
Tallest roller coaster in the galaxy.
I ain't going upside down. I ain't gonna lose my
hat. What the hell do you do at Darien Lake?
Water rides and
they have water rides
and the little jalopy cars. You can go slow on the track.
You're always destined to be a dad. I'll hold your stuff.
But then cousin Jay and I would do what we called space camp. I told you this.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Where we pretended that we were at space camp for a week and we'd have to go on some of the scarier rides because that's what's going to be like in space.
When you're in space, though, when you go like whipping past Uranus, it's going to get spooky.
So we'd have to go on the swings, even though they go really high. We've got to be ready for space.
Those are so fun. Those are so fun, the swings. Ugh.
And I would be terrified of going on the Ferris wheel, but it goes so high, which is what we've got to do in space anyway, so we've got to be ready for it. So there were certain things it's my job. I had to do it. I'm here for space camp.
You know how they have the second level
swing, like the chair swing ones. The ones are even taller. Did you see the one of those got stuck with like the two or three person ones that got stuck? They were just sitting up there all
not
way
Darien
up
Lake,
high.
Right?
No, just random. I don't even know where. Just they were just
no, thank you.
Sitting way up there.
No,
even
thank
I
you.
Would be freaked out by that.
Cousin Jay and I go on the log flume because we got to get ready to re-enter the Earth's atmosphere. So you're at the top of the hill and then you re-enter.
I gotta beat you both up. I'm sorry. I'm not.
Cousin Jay and I love space camp. All right, pick a letter.
Give me your ice cream money.
The song. Let's is going to be Never Gonna Stop. It's not even close. Y'all want to hear Rob Zombie Never Gonna Stop. Now, let me give the...
I think the winner is going to be...
You're going to pick a name?
All right, I got it in my head. What it's going to be.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It is Broncos! Congratulations,
like
Broncos fan. You got a pair of tickets to go see Rob Zombie with Marilyn Manson.
I know them.
The Who and Orgy. You know Broncos fan?
Yeah.
Very nice. Well, Broncos fan, I got to get your info. Congratulations, you're my first winner. But do not be mad. We're going to be giving away tickets all week if
Don't
you didn't win.
Mad.
On 7:30, be tuned in. All you got to do is jump into our Twitch chat. You type anything and you're registered to win. Broncos fan won today. Somebody else is going to win it tomorrow. Rob Zombie puts on a hell of a show. He's going to be great out there at Darien Lake. Sunday, August 30th.
That's cool.
You saw him at Darien Lake?
Yep. No, the Amp.
We saw him at the Amp?
Yep.
I haven't seen a sober Manson yet, so I'm sure that'll be fun. A lot of good shows out there.
No, but the time I did see him at the same show, they like to tour together, I couldn't tell because I'd never seen Marilyn Manson, but once people explained it to me, like, he doesn't usually stand behind a podium the entire show.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, that could have been, you never know what you're going to see with Manson, but...
Yep.
Be a fun show, plus The Who and Orgy over there.
The Who.
That's Sunday, August 30th. Every day this week, around 7:30, giving away tickets, okay?
Former K-Rockathon artist, Orgy.
Yeah, I like that band.
How does it feel?
What's do they have another song?
On Darien Lake.
What's their other song?
I don't know.
They do that, You Spin Me Right Round, right? Don't they do that cover?
Oh, yeah, do they? Do they? Okay. I think I do like what, 5 songs on the
That's
first
all we
band.
Need. That's
yeah,
all we need. Get
couple
out there.
Covers,
and do it.
Couple whatever hits you in there, and then we're good.
Get out there. Have a hell of a time. I saw the Endless Fires Fest looked fun over the weekend, too. Did you guys get out to that?
And it was that Immure. That's weird.
It was Immure.
There were a couple really big screamy bands on that.
Good. I hope you guys had a good time. The dude who put that on, I think Keith is his name, maybe. Put a lot of work into that, and I know firsthand it's not easy to put one of those things on, so I hope...
No, just every time they tried to put any information up on like their website or on Facebook, it would be just what do you mean?
I could just see
being like, oh, this poor guy, I don't know if he had any ideas this is what it was going to be.
You don't want... Oh, Dope did the cover of Spin Me Right Around. That's they did Stitches. Remember Stitches? Orgy Stitches?
No, I remember... oh my god, now I'm gonna forget that name.
37 Stitches, yeah.
That's Drowning Pool.
Drowning Pool. Yeah. Drowning Pool. That's the only one I can think of.
I can't play it. It was off that candy ass record.
No.
They did Blue Monday was their cover, remember? Yes, you remember this.
Oh, I do. I do. Yes. Yes. I do remember Blue Monday. The other Does it?
I mean, yeah, we all know.
Yeah, yes.
We all know that.
Well, like he would put up about parking and like parking spots they have and blah, blah, blah.
Oh,
and people
yeah.
would be like, what do you mean, blah, blah, blah. And just that's how parking works. There's a certain
amount
of spots.
It's a limited time. It's a limited amount.
Everywhere you park ever.
Yeah, you can't go on. You just can't read the comments. You just can't. Post your info and get out of there.
Yeah, but it looked from the stuff like a great time from the couple of videos I was seeing.
I don't know how things work in Belgium. I don't know if you saw this story.
I could tell you.
But in New York, we would have been screwed. But a sewer installation project in Belgium.
Oh, no.
Unearthed $10 million in gold.
Anything over there, that stuff can happen because that's where, like,
gold was.
I was gonna say, stuff started.
Did you like The Rip? That's kind of the plot of The Rip. Did you like it?
I did. I did
where
like
they found that money in the
yes,
wall?
Yes, I did enjoy that.
Did you
it
watch
was
the
good.
Whole thing on up?
Yes.
It's a good
yep.
movie, right?
No, it was very good. It
they
was very good. I enjoyed
$10
that.
$10 million in gold. Workers drilling to install new pipes found 49 gold bars and a bucket of coins inside cellar walls of an old brewery.
See, that's similar to when I go over to Ink's Ma house and I lay pipe. She leaves me change for the bus. Is that close?
I like that in your story, you went to this woman's house, had coitus,
yeah, I did.
And then need money for the bus after.
My ride dropped me off. I cannot come back.
In your fantasy, all right, see you later. I'm going to go take the bus home now.
I'll figure it out.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
I know, I like it. Cruz initially thought the herd was just like random, ordinary coins. They have secured the gold in a high-security federal vault while prosecutors investigate its origins and legal ownership.
Oh,
I'm the legal owner. I found it.
It's some like Fernando Cortez from the 1400s.
Yeah.
There's no owners of these doubloons.
Under Belgian law, if no rightful owner claims the gold within 5 years, the fine will be split between the workers and the property owner.
Oh.
I mean, I gotta say, finders keepers on that.
Right?
Maybe in 5 years it is.
We had to wait 30 days at the chopper.
You did?
None of it was
did you
ours.
Ever get anything out of that?
Money.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Nice.
Nothing crazy, but every once in a while you'd get like $5, $10, or whatever.
Like I've said this before on the show, I've got the angel and the devil on my shoulder. Like if I find a bag of $100,000.
Oh man, it's mine.
The devil wants to keep it.
Mine.
But the other side of me is like, all right, this was dropped by a drug lord who's going to hunt me down and kill me.
Yeah, worth it.
Worth it?
Yep. Yeah, but I'll die not in debt.
It's true. It's like, all right, you can kill me. Like in that movie, The Rip, you saw last night, they find a ton of money at this drug house. There's no one's money now.
Yeah, this is mine now.
It's illegal money.
Yep,
I found it. That's the universe giving back to me, you know?
Yep, no, I'm taking those coins. Hey, there's five of us. We're going to split this up. Everyone shut up. But what do you do with it?
Like, you know what I might do?
What do you do with it?
In this scenario that's never going to happen?
Yeah.
You take like 50 grand, put the bag back where you found it. Be like,
nothing.
I don't know, I didn't find anything.
Yeah, Lord Barrington's not going to come back to reclaim
his
treasure.
No, Nebraska says that, but you know what's going to happen? It's going to be 4 years and 300 days, and these poor construction workers are going to be like, we're almost there.
Yep.
And then the dopiest looking idiot's going to show up and have some relation to the owner.
Yeah, I'm Steve Barrington.
I'm Steve. I got that money gold.
That was my
It's going to be the most insufferable dope who shows up at the last minute and yoinks the best thing that could have ever happened to this poor crew.
I didn't know that I left it there. I've been in this castle over here forever that he left me as well.
I guess my great second uncle cousin had this gold.
When he talks, he starts off a little dumb, and then he loses it.
Because he's just going to be he's going to be the most obnoxious, cartoonish buckethead idiot you've ever seen, and he's gonna yoink this dream from these people because he has some random relation to somebody who owned the brewery in the 1700s.
You got this bag of gold there? I just got bought.
What have we missed locally since we've been gone? Anything going on locally here these last 2 weeks?
I'm terrible at following stuff like this, but I'm trying to think of anything.
Any state fair drama? Any highway repair drama?
Let's see. State fair. One of the horse shows that's been here for a while is not coming back due to new fair regulations.
People are mad about that.
Something with the potato booth that I don't understand.
Oh, yeah, they were going to spend money because the potato can't go up. Just like the milk problem did a few years ago where they're like,
they were going to give away theirs.
I ain't paying 50 cents for a milk.
Where they were going to give away their spot and then the fair gave them, paid a bunch of money or something. I don't know.
Something about parking. I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't think we're doing anything at the fair this year, to be honest.
No.
Tully's has taken over the potato booth. Ooh.
Not trying to badmouth it, but fair is getting in its own way with a lot of stuff.
It has for a very long time.
It's just not doing good.
It has for a long time. I think that they tried to make it something it's not going to be. They want to make it a profitable thing, and it should just be a celebration of New York State.
They're charging it like it's like some of these state fairs happen in, you know, bigger cities.
Mm-hmm.
You can't be charging people $10 to park and then even more money to get in to something that we already pay for.
Yeah, people are broke. We can't afford that stuff.
It's the state fair on our state park.
I did see there's a lot of drama around that new Bill Stadium. A lot of people are going out there and have an obstructed view. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Imagine spending all that money on a seat and you get there and can't see half the field.
I can't even imagine the anger.
I'm glad my tax dollars went towards that. Yeah,
right? Because you would think that someone would have gone around and sat in every single seat or something. I don't know.
Or people who design stadiums for a living should probably know,
right,
how to design a stadium.
You can't have 80, you know, people in behind a concrete brick.
Well, one thing Cody and I both saw while we were gone is we saw that new Spider-Man movie. Both enjoyed it very much.
Yeah. That was real good.
I won't give you any spoilers, but there's things at the end that set up for pretty cool things that I think are coming down the road.
Yep, that I think when you look at all the trailers and spoilers for other things you could not see coming, but it'll be pretty cool in the next, you know, I think it was year for the universe.
And the D3 fan convention, Disney's fan convention in Anaheim, happened over the weekend, and they announced a ton of new movies.
Yeah, they're going buck wild.
Like, I don't care about a lot of the superhero stuff. I like Spider-Man because my kids like Spider-Man. Yeah. I like Batman movies.
I like Batman, Superman, Spider-Man. The rest.
Do you care about Avengers Doomsday?
I mean, yes, because I watched those, and it's cool because it's, you know, supposed to be a bunch of all of those, everyone's favorites, and it's cool how they interact, but, like, the different universes thing is getting to be a little...
It's hard to keep track of.
They made fun of it in Deadpool.
Yeah.
And now they're going to do it all over again. Because now in this one, and this isn't a spoiler because they already did all this. Now this one, you know, because of how the other ones ended, Robert Downey Jr., he is an Iron Man.
Yeah, so he's blue-eyed Dr. Doom now?
He's Dr. Doom now. So it's like
he's just playing a different role that has nothing to do
with... This is a different universe.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. When you start getting that reaction, it's like, because that's my reaction of, oh, okay.
Like, I just can't keep track of all this. Like, before we went and saw Spider-Man, I was having my kid, like, fill me in. He was like, so what is the plot of this one? Because I didn't watch the last couple ones. And he's like, no one's going to remember Spider-Man. And I go, okay, so no one's going to So is it Miles Morales? He goes, no, that's a different universe. And I was like I enjoyed the movie. I liked it a lot.
Yeah.
But I don't know all of these universes that are crossing with each other.
Yep.
Because they've got X-Men coming out again.
Which, again, if you don't want, because there's no way, you got to come back in a couple minutes if you don't want any spoilers. Because I'm not going to spoil anything, but the way you word it, which we saw.
Yeah.
So we'll be right back. So if you saw the Spider-Man, you'll see that they helped set up a bunch of X-Men stuff.
Right.
So it's cool that because of the, you know, the purchase of X-Men, they can now cross over those universes.
We love the X-Men.
Yeah.
But that, I mean, I didn't really love the movies, did you? Like, I loved the X-Men cartoon growing up. That was kind of it.
Yeah, I liked the cartoon. I watched a few of them, but even with X-Men, they started going too buck wild, and, like, I didn't have the money to go see...
Yeah.
This X-Men and this one, and then the 8 Wolverine spinoffs, and then the 3 different X-Men, but now we're going backwards to before.
I can't keep track of all of it.
Honestly, I had that printout because I did it. I wanted to see. I had the printout of
the order that you watched the movies?
Because I wanted to watch all of the Avengers.
Mm-hmm.
And it's insane.
Yeah.
The order when you Google these things of what you have to do to watch all of them in a...
It was so funny. We took the oldest to Sci-Fi HorrorCon over the weekend. Shout out. Tiffany did a great job. Everybody was out there. Monster Creek, our guys who do the t-shirts, they were out there. Everybody, bunch of show fam was at that. And it's so my wife has never been to a convention ever.
Okay.
Or anything.
Okay.
And she came for the first time to this one. And it was so funny because there was...
There was a ghoul.
Well, how do you think Sugar felt? Sugar is an attractive tattooed girl
that's it.
Who all this of her thing. Tattoos are like horror movie stuff. She was swarmed.
Yeah.
But so my wife, like, so my kid's trying to explain to my wife, no, that's Friday the 13th, Awaken, but this one is Friday, and that guy played Jason in this, and it was a row of different, like, Friday the 13th, and my wife's like, how many movies are there? And she brought it up, and there's, like, every year there's a Friday the 13th.
Yep.
Then we waited in line to meet the Terrifier guy. That was a big deal to get an autograph from the Terrifier guy.
I watched a little of that. That's those,
too much for me. I can't hang with
those,
that.
They're not bad, just I don't. Those aren't my jam. I'll watch them. People want to watch them with me. I'll watch them. But
it was like,
that's scary.
My wife was like, what? Why? First of all, she couldn't comprehend, like, conventions. She's like, wait. So people wait in line and then they pay them money just for an autograph? I go, oh, that's the entry level. They'll pay more money if it's like a Funko, or they'll pay even more money if it's a picture and an autograph. So this was mind-blowing to her in the first place.
Yeah.
But then we're, like, in the Terrifier line, and there's, like, she's like, well, how many Terrifiers are there? And there's three of them, but you should start with Terrifier 2. It's a whole thing. It's a whole thing.
Take her to a wrestling one next.
I don't think she can handle it. I
wouldn't do that to her.
I don't think she can handle it.
I wouldn't do that to her.
But we were explaining it, and she was like, oh, we're going to get in line for something? I don't know. It was a whole thing.
Yeah, a lot of those are just standing in lines. But
you it's fine.
Yeah, I don't
my
mind.
Kid got autographs from Terrifier, and it was a very big deal.
Yes, yep.
X-Men I talked about. Frozen 3 is coming out.
Another one?
Another Zootopia is coming out.
That one, I did see the first Zootopia, but I didn't see anything after, and I only saw the first Frozen.
Ryan Gosling is going to be in Star Wars Starfighter.
He's going to be... Oh, balls.
Mm-hmm. What?
They just cast him in something.
What? Ken movie? No, they wanted the Ken movie.
Pardon me. No, son of a bitch.
New Simpsons movie?
What were we just talking about? What world?
We were talking X-Men. We were talking...
Ghost Rider.
He's going to be Ghost Rider? Because
if you look at, like, the comic, he's Ghost Rider.
Oh, but those okay. Aren't, I like that.
Those aren't my jam. That Nicolas Cage, that was... Terrible.
That was very bad.
Terrible. One of the worst movies I think I've ever seen.
I like John Bernthal as the Punisher in the Spider-Man movie.
That was fun. He's
hilarious.
I didn't
know he hadn't been in the other ones. He was just kind of showed up in this one?
Yeah.
And you're supposed to know the lore or whatever?
Yeah, because of other universes and things like that.
Romy and Michelle 2 is coming out. Remember that? High school reunion or whatever that was?
Yes. I do remember the first one, but I don't. Yeah.
There's a live-action Tangled coming out.
Those are animals.
No, but now we're going to do live action with the big hair and all that.
Oh, not animals. Oh, I thought it was animals. Never mind. I was thinking of the...
Incredibles 3 is coming out. It'll focus on Violet and Dash.
Yeah, see, a lot of these, they're just...
Cash grabs.
Yes, they are. They're cash grabs. Because it's easier to be like, all right, let's just... Take these two and we already have the storyline. We'll just got to come up with a couple little things here and there, and then it's easier than coming up with anything else.
And this all ties in to what might have been the craziest idea I had over break. Where I don't know, you got a lot of time while you're traveling.
Yeah.
And I pitch this to the family. I go, what if I cleaned out a space in the basement and built a movie area? I ain't got money to, like, redo my basement like that, but idea I had was, what if I just put, like, a couple of recliners...
I'm thinking college style.
...and, like, curtains or something to black everything out.
Yeah.
And then I get the biggest TV Walmart sells, and I use my, like, speakers.
Get a projector.
Or that.
And then if you want, you know what you do, because I don't know if you had this in your any of your college areas, couch in the front... Cinder blocks,
platform,
whatever the hell.
Chat.
Couch right behind it.
Kids are really into it, but they doubt I'm going to do
couches,
it.
Layered couches.
They doubt I'm going to do it because they know me.
But that's not that hard. All you need is...
I don't think it's that hard. I'm not going to finish my basement.
No, because then if you make the area...
Right next to the train set. Fuzz knows.
Well, yes.
Yeah. Right.
No, you put the TV and then you do the couch thing isn't that hard. I mean, it's a matter of getting another TV and then like two random couches, but you don't need anything like great. And then once you're done, you just curtain off the area.
Yeah.
Put up those, like, you know, the
I looked on Amazon, like the black curtains. Yeah. And then it just blacks out everything.
Yeah.
I can throw a little throw rug in there or something so that when you're in there, you feel like you're in a theater, dude.
That would be really cool.
That was the idea that I had. And really the kids cool. really like it, but they also doubt me. But I want to make a little movie, Arian.
I like watching TV in areas you're not supposed to watch TV.
Because my wife likes, her living room is very nice, and yeah. she does not like the movies me and the kids like. She doesn't like action, blood and guts, all that
but
stuff.
But down so there,
like,
it could be loud, yeah, yeah, bounce yeah. off the concrete.
I'm like, we can go watch all the crap down there, bud.
Yeah.
Anyways, that's a thought I've had right now over break. Twitch.tv.
Right next to the train set.
Right next to the train set. I'm going to be right there next to it. Do not forget to follow us at theshow.fm. All guys, of the links.
Come on, guys.
Are right there.
What are you doing?
You see every day radio stations firing every single person, and our time will come too. So go to theshow.fm. Twitch.tv/theshow.
Please
and follow us so we can keep making funnies for you in the mornings.
Well, thank you.
And speaking of broadcasting, is Tony Romo out, or is he in, or do we not know?
I don't know. It's one of those where you don't know what's, like, made up clickbait or not, because you hear of, like, no, he won't be coming back at all, ever, and it's like, really?
Did that happen before we left, or were we off? I lost track of all time. Did we talk about it then, how we got
just
a Kiwi?
Yeah, that we did, but not all these things after. Like, some of these guys, you let commentate and stuff do all sorts of stuff, and this was above and beyond, so no, gotta keep him off.
One Dewey's fine. Two?
This is very weird.
CBS started airing this NFL promo.
Unless he's unhealthy.
And he's not in it.
Uh-oh.
It's just Jim Nantz and Bill Cowher.
I love when they use topical music.
Thanks, Kirk.
You like that? See you Sunday, Jim.
Sunday.
See you Sunday.
See you Sunday.
See you Sunday.
I just got my pilot's license. See you Sunday.
The whole town can feel it. Sunday's coming.
The NFL on CBS streaming all season on Paramount Plus.
So it's see Jim Nantz.
That's my boy Cam Scandal.
It's Jim just walking through a neighborhood and was like, see you Sunday, see you Sunday. Ain't no Tony Romo in that.
Interesting.
Ain't no Tony Romo, but as will not surprise any of you, your boy has watched all of the preseason football. He is in football mode.
Gotta watch a little bit of football. There's a little bit of football, and I gotta watch a little bit of football.
Shifted to football.
Just a little bit of football. Probably watch a little bit of it. Just real quick.
First of all, I don't know anything. I don't watch regular season football, let alone preseason football. Yeah. Have all of the teams played, like, a game of some fashion?
Did they all play in preseason week one? Most. I don't know if anybody didn't.
Like,
when we
were in Seattle, we ate at a sports bar, and there was games on, and it was, like, preseason games or whatever.
Yep.
Are they fun to watch?
Nope.
No. No,
no, no.
Because no one's really doing anything.
Yeah, because it's nobody. I mean,
it's like
yes,
a practice,
you'll see,
maybe.
Like if you watched the Bills, yes, if you watched the Bills preseason game, it was cool to see the Highmark,
the new stadium. Yeah,
Josh Allen played a little too long, but like you see Josh Allen throw a pass to a guy, and James Cook run for a second, and then they get out, and then from there, you might not ever see one of those guys ever again.
Yeah.
That play after, because it's tryouts, really. All right, these guys have basically made the first round of the team. They're good. We've basically signed them, stuff like that. Now we'll put them through this to see how they are, and then I don't know how many are on the roster right now, and then eventually they have to get it down to a certain amount, and that's when cuts start.
So it's a pretty cool thing for the guys that are on TV, because they may never be on TV suited up in an NFL uniform again.
And it gives them tape for, all right, I'm on the Cowboys. I was the fourth running back in the fourth quarter. I got in for a couple series. I did really good. I'm not making the Cowboys.
Sure.
I got cut. Now I go to the Giants, and but look how good I did, though. And now they're like, all right, I've got a little tape on you. All right, we'll sign you to the practice squad. Crap like that.
Okay, cool. So they keep their career going a little while.
It's like how Tommy DeVito still is throwing passes this weekend.
Yeah. Somebody will bring in Tommy Cutlets.
They got to have somebody with an arm.
And then Tom in chat says your boy Dak didn't even play.
No, he doesn't need to do... I mean,
he'll play. Even like one snap, he won't play?
Not this one. Maybe
he'd immediately snap. Yeah,
I was
going
to say, and that'd be it. He'd go back, throw, my rotator cuff, month of the year.
Oh, man.
No, he doesn't need to do, like, Josh Allen, he might play a little bit more in the next couple for Bills fans, but usually they don't play. Like Matthew Stafford, I was telling you, he didn't even travel to wherever the Rams were playing.
Yeah, how is that even allowed? Like, you are working. You work for the team,
right?
Bro.
You got to get
fans have bought
paycheck.
Tickets hoping maybe they see you on the sideline.
Peek at you, but nope, a bunch of them didn't even travel to wherever they were or weren't at the stadium or wherever it was. But yeah, no, it's only 3 weeks and... Probably, like, the third game, I don't know, they might do with the second game now there's not four. One of them, they'll play everybody for, like, a half.
Nicholas says Kyle McCord looks terrible. Who's he playing for?
He didn't, yeah, was it Pittsburgh?
Uh-oh.
Is that what it was? He did not look
didn't
like...
look good.
He was making good decisions. It looked like it was a little overwhelming for him. When yeah. He can't just, you know, kind of drop back and, like, huck it type deal, but...
And then is Aaron Rodgers still playing somewhere?
Yeah, he's also on Pittsburgh and he's still there looking all miserable
on
the sideline.
Did he travel?
Yeah, he was on the sideline. Green Bay.
Okay.
But yeah, he was in Pittsburgh standing there looking all grumpy. I don't know, probably tweeting about Fauci or whatever crap that he does that no one cares about.
But you can enjoy it though, right? You enjoy your preseason football games?
I like watching it because of the fact that...
It's football on TV?
Yes, you've... Like the World Cup, but when that's not on, you basically were waiting for... Like, basketball and hockey ended in, like, June.
Mm-hmm.
And then you had to wait till now. And if you're waiting for football, then it ended in February or whatever. Mm-hmm. So you had to wait till now.
Took a while, right.
There's finally some sports.
And then there's college football happening, like actual preseason.
No, that takes a while. You got a couple more weeks, and then you get to that.
All right.
But now we're into it because there was the Premier League starts the end of this week, but there was a game yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, baseball playoffs are going. Now you're getting into the good stuff here in a couple weeks, man.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
I went to a Seattle Mariners game on my trip.
Yep, how was that?
I just like going to professional baseball games.
It's a good stadium.
It's a great stadium.
It's a good stadium.
They were playing the Rays. They lost. They beat the Rays the next day, but...
Yeah.
They beat the Yankees the next day, sorry.
Rays are pretty good.
Yeah, so... That was fun. I just like going to those stadiums.
Yep.
I like watching professional baseball.
It's neat.
Cody and I are going to the Yankees game on Saturday.
The Yankees.
No big deal. We'll be hanging with Ralphie.
Gonna get a Wade Boggs shirt.
Your first professional game, right?
Yep. Never been.
We're trying to see as many baseball stadiums as we can. Saw Padres last year, Mariners this year. It's just fun. I like going to professional baseball stadiums.
You got neat food.
What did we get there? There was an ice cream place, like salt and something that people liked. We got that.
Yeah, that's a big deal for pro stadiums.
I got an $18 chicken sandwich.
Oh, yeah. you can go to Detroit and get yourself Little Caesars.
Can you?
That's where they stuck because it's from Detroit.
Oh, yeah. But I was nervous because the chicken had that shredded lettuce on it.
Uh-oh.
And I go, is this diarrhea lettuce? I
think Seattle diarrhea lettuce.
I didn't get diarrheas from it, but I was like, all right, it's the second to last day. I got diarrheas. I can have it on the plane.
Yeah, I mean, get on the plane.
Salt and straw. Yeah, that's what it was called, Kenny. It was good. It was fun.
Neat. That's cool.
Fun time. I like just watching the games. Then I just root for the home team. I ain't got no dog in that race. You know what I'm saying?
I do have a Toronto Blue Jays hat. I actually have two.
You can't sit in the VIP box.
I have a blue.
With the competing team. I have a Yankees hat I'll wear.
I'm going to wear blue.
No, you're not.
Oh, my. I'm going to get
it. I'd be excited. Cody's first professional baseball game Saturday.
Joe Carter jersey.
I don't know who that is.
I hit the home run for him when they won the World Series in the
90s. And then, speaking of athletes, so I'm in Seattle. And I want to get Cody... something from the Sean Kemp cannabis store.
Right? You would think.
That's
like,
your boy.
That's where it's at right there. I would imagine they're probably you probably couldn't even get in with such crazy events they were probably having at all times.
It was just two of Cody's favorite things, Sean Kemp and weed.
Yep.
So I go and I track all the way this was not an easy store to get to.
Well, figures.
Well, I mean, we walked to it.
Oh.
But my family's with me, so I'm like, can we go to the weed store so I can get some for Cody? They're all fine with it.
Yeah.
You got to walk past the Space Needle, which is freaking terrifying.
Oh, yeah, that's way up there.
I go by it, and I go into this dispensary. All these dispensaries are the same. They're just the most uninterested people. And I walk in, and I go to the counter, and I go,
hey.
All right, sorry to bother you.
What?
Do you guys have any merch?
Oh, we got like pipes.
No, I mean
like that they said pipes.
No, I mean no. You do know you're called Sean Kemp Cannabis.
Like, this is his store. He
You were familiar
these.
With Sean Kemp.
Huh?
So I go to this woman, I go, you don't, I want to buy, like, Sean Kemp Cannabis.
Oh, we don't have any of that.
Just insane.
Really? How, you like, don't have anything. And I go, do you have anything with this store's logo?
Oh, we got a lighter.
So I bought a lighter. I was,
which is still cool.
It was cool. And but fine. But so I was gobsmacked. Then what's the point of being Sean right? Kemp Cannabis?
Like you're
if
just,
I can't get a shirt or a hat.
You're just banking on the fact that, well, I played for Seattle, and now I think he lives there now. But either way, well, I played there, so people will go.
Like, is it some weird thing where the NBA owns his name and he can't promote his own name on something?
I don't know. I don't know. It's so weird. I would have assumed that people would be flocking there.
Dude, I thought I was going to walk into a dispensary with just walls of shirts and hats and then some weed. Uh-uh.
No.
Uh-uh.
Very weird.
It was just how you classic lame dispensary it, experience.
And it's not like we're saying, like, no, put him in a Seattle Sonics jersey or
just
whatever.
Just put Sean Kemp Cannabis on something. Yeah, your name is Sean Kemp.
Yeah, put what they put on the lighter on a shirt.
Yeah.
Right there.
It was wild. I go, I said to Cody, I was like, I don't think they realize they're missing a. I only came to your dispensary to buy the merch.
Yeah.
I didn't come here for weed. Anyways, we're missing a good opportunity.
Very weird.
Missing a good opportunity. Loving
is what I got a pocket full of sunshine.
He should probably care about something. I'd cry if my dog ran away.
I would too.
Yeah.
I'd be pretty bummed about
that. Get your priorities in order, bud.
Got to microchip your dog. Did anybody tell him Bradley Knoll back in the 1900s to microchip his dog?
Right. I don't know when that came to be a thing.
Microchip?
Yeah, I wonder.
They can be microchipped, then you got to register them online, because when they find the animal, they got to go to the database and say...
I like those videos.
Where is your doggy here?
And they find him, or the drone finds him.
Oh, I love those local drone videos.
We got him. Call the mom.
I hope there was a dog missing out by me. And so, like, one night I'm out west and I get my alerts that my camera detects something on your porch.
Yeah.
And it was like 4 a.m. New York time.
Yeah.
And it was a dog.
Huh.
Like, on my porch with like a collar and everything.
And you never know out there because country dogs tend to just sometimes a little bit like, let me just, hey, what's over there?
But, right.
But it's also not the best area for that.
So I sent the video to my mother-in-law, and I was like, hey, there's a dog around there. She goes, yeah, we saw it. Somebody posted on, like, the Phoenix missing dog thing.
Yeah.
So regardless, a bunch of people had reported to this woman where they had seen the dog. I was just another person that had seen it. But I was like, oh, there's a dog just chilling on my porch.
Oh, it's, if I could.
So microchip, or get one of those, like. Tiles or the Apple
something
air tags. If you got a pet
anything
that gets out,
yeah.
Put a tag on them, man.
Because how many times are they going to get out before? All right, let's put this air tag on them now.
Yeah, track them, man.
Now I have that. If I could give a tax write off for all the times that I've seen a missing dog in that, like the neighborhoods thing that I'm part of that's right by me, where I Google the address and I'm like, that's within a mile. Let's go.
Mm hmm.
And you just gotta go look. I feel bad. I'd feel horrible if they were like, oh, it was right. They found it right there where I drive by every day where I could have gone and looked.
I felt terrible. We had a new, like, we had a new-ish neighbor move in, like, down the road.
Yeah.
Like, I don't really have any neighbors, but they live down the road.
Yeah.
And naturally, anybody who sets foot on my yard is going to be scream barked at by Fred because he's going to kill him. He's going to die.
What do you think you're doing?
And this poor woman knocks on my door looking for a cat, and I can't even talk to her because Freddie's losing his mind. And I'm like, sorry, we haven't seen your cat, and my dog is a psychopath. So,
if the cat was over here, the dog
wouldn't
barked
be here.
Him away.
It wouldn't be here.
Yep.
We used the air tags on our luggage. It was pretty nice. Because then you can see if your luggage is traveling with you or not.
Right. Was it? Did any time was it like way further away from you? You're like,
well, it was like,
I
don't know how the air tags work. Like, they've got to connect to people's phones to send a signal or whatever. So at one point we had gotten to San Francisco and it said your luggage is in Philadelphia, and I was like,
I need my underpants.
But it hadn't updated yet. But that was good.
All right.
But my only note to people who work in TSA, and I love you, we don't do this every day. You act like we should know all of your rules,
Yeah.
Because you do them every day. I don't come here every day. I come here once every few years.
Yep. No, I remember that from one of the times where I specifically remember being like, I don't know when you want me to tell you. Yeah, I don't work here.
I didn't take
my belt off or something.
We had a lady yelling at us because there was like, in Syracuse is great. You go up to the counter, they do everything for you right there. Boom.
Yep.
But we're in Seattle and we're dragging our luggage and we get in the line and she's like, this line is for blah, blah, blah. Did you go to that kiosk first? And I'm like, what? There's a okay.
Like, I don't
so
know.
My wife goes to the kiosk and she's like, you can't be in this line. And I go, I'm not here every day.
No, let's dial it back.
You're every airport, like Cousin Jay's saying, every airport has different rules. I don't know what that is.
Yeah.
And then we get up to like the security and this poor old lady.
Oh boy.
Like, she wasn't doing anything wrong, but this guy was like, she kept going off. Like the beeper kept going off. She couldn't figure out why. Now he's getting mad at her and he's like, well, did you put this on the belt? And he's like, I don't travel every day.
Yeah, I don't know
your rules.
What every piece of them did my rivet on my
I'm sorry,
Levi set it off.
This is not a normal thing for us. We're new to this. Did you pack your nunchucks? Do you have any explodables? You start to go through everything you've ever done with your luggage. Have you left this unwashed? I don't think I left it unwashed, but maybe I did and somebody...
I don't know. You make me leave it on watch when you take it from me every single time.
Yeah,
so
you take it, and then I don't know where it goes.
I don't know, once you took it, you're right.
It
I didn't
lot.
See it from there.
It was a lot. I had to be like, well, I don't do this every day. This is new to me. Please don't yell at me.
Please.
Apparently, cigarettes are back. Did you know this?
People.
Oh my
smoking
God! Everyone's
darts now.
Cigarettes are back.
Why?
Celebrities. I think a lot of celebrities
who's smoking.
It seems like everybody over these last, this whole summer, it seems like it's cigarette summer.
Yeah, no,
I am not smoking cigarettes.
I can't think of anything worse than on a hot, sweltery, muggy summer day and the sun shining and just puffing up on a nice
cigarette.
Man.
Hey, if you want to smoke, it's your right to do it. I know we got smokers that listen to it.
Yeah.
If you guys want to smoke, it's your right. I just don't know. Like, those of you who are smoking, you know the risk that comes with it, and you accept that risk.
Yeah.
I just know that, as sad as this is, my grandfather died with one quarter of a lung left from smoking and whatever else they did back in the, 50s.
You don't want to know.
And he made my brother and I promise not to smoke cigarettes. Now, I don't know what Joey's up to, but I just won't do it because he showed me what... Because he had such little lung capacity. He had to have an oxygen tank, and he still smoked.
Yeah,
because you can't quit.
Yeah, you can't really tell people that smoke.
He couldn't quit.
Because what are you going to do? You're going to have crazy withdrawals? You're just going to keep doing what you're doing?
But what's shocking to me is that people are picking it up now.
Yeah.
Like, we were raised in the 80s and 90s when everything was like how cigarettes are going to kill you.
Yes.
They're the worst thing that's ever been made.
Yep.
They're going to kill you. That truth, whatever.
I remember
all
those
truth ads.
Yep.
About like in like your lungs look like this and all of this. So it was all ingrained in us. And then I think in the 2000s, it was just, oh yeah, smoking's bad. We're not going to do that anymore.
Yep.
So we let our guard down and now look.
And
now
then,
all the youths are smoking cigs.
Yep. Well, because again, it's a slippery slope from...
I smoke cigarettes now, widowily.
Widowily cigarettes. It's a slippery slope with those vapes, man.
Yeah.
Because it's, you go back and forth. And you're like, well, no, what about the cigarettes? That's cheaper than this geek bar.
Yeah.
I'll just get a pack of smokes.
Mm-hmm. And then I just start to like get conspiratorial about like, all right, what'd the tobacco industry pay?
Yes.
Who'd they pay off to then be,
Oh, I'm sure.
I just start thinking like that.
Yep.
I don't know. I'm keeping an eye on it.
Just jazz cigarettes. And I mean, unless you got a pack of Camel Crushes.
Oh my God. A pack is $17 now, text line says.
See, that's crazy. The little I dabbled in college, they were like $2.50.
Yeah.
$3 a pack, something like that.
Is that why people go to the res to get their cigarettes?
That's why I had to bring a Frank there.
They're that much cheaper?
Oh, yeah.
But it's the same brands. They're just not taxed the same or whatever?
I think they have the same brands, but he would just get the Seneca brand.
Okay. Because
it was the menthol Senecas, so it was cheaper than the Newports.
Mm-hmm.
But I assume they've got Newports.
Different ones.
And all that stuff.
All right. Well, listen, it's your life. Do what you want with it. I just don't love that cigarettes are back. Joe Stanley! Stanley is in the studio. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning.
Stanley Law, the maximum award people. Joe likes to stop in with fun legal stories, and you got a couple for us today, Joe.
Mm-hmm. I do.
First of all, let's start with the website thing you were just telling me about.
Yes, and this is something I have seen and I've almost been victimized by. These two companies, Guest Reservations and then Book Online,
mm-hmm.
are being sued by the AG in California because they're cloning their websites to look like hotels' websites.
Hmm.
So that when you log in,
you think you're at a Hilton website,
right,
or whatever.
Or a Marriott, yeah. or whatever. And they charge substantially more than the hotel website. So
you can't do that.
Can't do that. No.
You're tricking people. Are they using like logos and stuff too?
Well, you know, I've seen them. They say that unless you're really looking closely, it's really not.
Yeah, it's indistinguishable.
Yeah.
We kind of got screwed by this in Seattle. My wife bought tickets to the Space Needle, but it was a website that wasn't actually, I mean, you could use them. It was a whole confusing thing, because what they can also do is put themselves on the top of the listings.
Oh, yeah.
When you Google Space Needle, it's like the first thing that comes up.
Yeah, and that's actually for events. That's a huge problem.
Like StubHub and stuff.
I've seen that, and it is a real problem now when you're searching. You're not even sure.
I see comedians post all the time, no, my tickets are not $1,000. You're on the wrong site. Go to this site, because the top of the search results are, of course, you know, StubHub or Cheap Seats or whatever. Mm-hmm. Other story you got, Joe.
Yeah, this was
this one infuriates me.
We've talked about this before. This guy bought a fire pit from Amazon in 2024 and used it, and it got recalled because it was dangerous. And actually, I know this recall. It was a serious one. He didn't know, and it blew up, and he got burns.
Severe burns.
Wow.
Yeah.
And he sued Amazon. And, of course, Amazon uses the defense they use in all of their cases, is that we're not responsible because we didn't sell it. We're just a facilitator, which, of course, in my opinion, is total nonsense. Yes, because if you bought it from Walmart online or most other Costco online, they'd all be responsible. But for some reason, it's just, Amazon.
Same thing I was telling you. It's like how the internet can be like, I posted some threatening message on Facebook, and Facebook is like, we're just a facilitator. We have nothing to do with that.
We facilitate ourselves making lots of money.
Yeah. But with Amazon, like you said off air, they know when you breathe. So they could have easily, anybody who bought this thing, go above and beyond with emails, phone calls, text messages. Send a letter to the house, because this guy got severely burned. Yeah,
well, and this was a bad recall. I mean, they know about the recalls, and they know, they have pictures, they have emails, they know where you are for everything.
And they kind of circumvent, like, at least when you buy a product at like a Walmart, you hope or you assume maybe that Walmart has done its due diligence and knows this is safe.
Yeah.
Amazon, any company in China can just put something on the website and you're buying it.
That is true.
And you don't know who made that, what's safe, what's not.
Yeah, and I can say when I do these recall checks that I do, this is part of my list here, that a very good portion of them are Amazon sales that come from somewhere else. They're not checked. They're not checked by anybody. And the only reason these recalls happen is when something bad happens.
That's terrible. All right, Stanley Law, if you ever, hopefully never have to do this, but contact Stanley Law, the maximum award people. Thank you, Joe.
Thanks, guys.
I'm going to be a day or two off because it was over the weekend. I saw this, so I don't know the exact date, but in case anyone was wondering, we're about 182 days away from the Super Bowl. So let's just, we're about ready here to get ourselves about 180 some odd days from the Super Bowl.
Because that's always in February when it's cold and da-da-da, snowy da-da-da, and gross. I don't want to think about that.
Did you miss us?
Radio World, you're going to get the 90s and 9. We'll kick it off with Orgy and do a little Blue Monday.
Oh, I see what you did there.
Gaming, we'll play some golf. Haven't golfed in a couple of weeks. Get out on this course and see how we're doing.
Swing the club.